With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says that the president's tariff strategy will yield positive results for several dozen nations who are responding positively.
We have just been overwhelmed by the response from mostly our allies who want to come and negotiate in good faith.
Stocks surging on a euphoric Wall Street after President Trump said he would temporarily pause on some of his tariffs, as investors had desperately hoped he would. Bessent went on to say that countries who heeded his advice to partner with the White House are being rewarded. He recalls comments he made a week ago.
Don't retaliate. Hold your ground. Let's see what happens. And China, they kept escalating and escalating, and now they have 125% tariffs that will be effective immediately.
One Hong Kong economics expert, Chen Jiwu, said the U.S. tariffs will place significantly stress domestically on China should they remain in place 6 months to a year. Also at SRNews.com, a former chief of staff for the National Security Council says President Trump's effort to revitalize U.S. manufacturing has major implications for national security. Bob Agnew with that report.
Alex Gray says although Americans may assume it's a given the U.S. has the industrial capacity it would need to fight a major war.
It's not.
Gray says the U.S. only rose to the challenge in World War II because it was able to retool an already strong industrial base.
That base is gone. It was hollowed out over the last 35 years.
And he says that's what President Trump is trying to address by pushing for fair trade.
To rebuild that manufacturing base. And I think if he does that, he will go down as one of our most consequential presidents.
Bob Agnew reporting.
Stock sharply higher, the Dow up more than 7%, the NASDAQ adding more than 11%. This is SRN News. Should a merchant be able to deny service based on his faith?
Should a Christian baker, for instance, be forced to make a cake for a gay wedding? A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 83% of Democrats and 56% of independent voters say yes, the baker must make that cake. 65% of Republicans say no. Majorities of most major religious groups also say yes, the baker must make the cake. Most white evangelical Protestants, though, say no. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The state of Maine is suing the Trump administration in hopes of stopping it from freezing federal money in the wake of a dispute over transgenderism. At issue is the Title IX anti-discrimination law and Maine's practice of letting males compete in female sports. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins says her department is pausing some funds for Maine educational programs. That's because of the state's failure to comply with Title IX. This is SRN News. Israel's reaction to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's White House visit earlier this week is subdued. We have the latest from the media lines, Felice Fritz.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has returned home from a short notice visit to Washington that local media is painting as having left the White House empty-handed. After being summoned by President Trump during a trip to Hungary, the conventional wisdom predicted the PM would at least come away with tariffs rolled back for America's closest ally. Instead, Netanyahu was told that the United States will open nuclear talks with Iran, and Israel was warned to stand down from interfering with the Islamic Republic while that was happening. The big disappointment to the Israeli public was President Trump's failure to provide any new information on the return of hostages held by Hamas. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.